Welcome to the Red, White, and Brown Report podcast here on iTunes. And we are here yet again after another Arsenal win. A 4-1 victory over Liverpool. Arsenal scoring 4 brilliant goals. Joining me for all this is once again Aman Jain. Aman, how's life?
Hi, Vikas. It's good. It's sunny for a change. So, and sunny bat shining on Arsenal. So it's all good. It was quite a good game. I thought we started off brilliantly, I thought. What did you think of the start?
Oh, the first 15 minutes were... Arsenal didn't give Liverpool any chance on the ball. Great momentum. We were pressing very, very high. Full credit to Santi, Ozil, Giroud. I think all three... And Ozil, I have to point out, Ozil was brilliant throughout the game. We'll talk about all those brilliant performances in just a bit. But Arsenal pressed up really high, stole the ball from Moreno, was terrible. Kolo Touré was absolutely atrocious in the game yesterday. But Arsenal having pressed high, we came close very twice, actually, in the first 15
Touré,
minutes.
Touré is still a gunner, so that's why.
Kolo Touré is still a gunner. I still remember the comments that he made about 2-3 years ago when he joined Liverpool, saying Liverpool have a better chance of winning the title than Arsenal. He came close to predicting that correctly last year, but this was a completely different Liverpool side. Liverpool are having the same blues that Arsenal had last year, where we didn't win against any of the big four or the big five teams. And Liverpool, except for that one victory over Man City, have not beaten any of the top four sides. In order to be in the top four, you have to beat a top four side. Yesterday, with Stevie G out, Skrtel out, Martin Skrtel, who has a habit of scoring those headers versus Arsenal, both of them were out of the game. And Liverpool went in with a Danny Sturridge injury and not so mentally stable Raheem Sterling. The first 15 minutes, like we mentioned, Arsenal came close. Santi almost scored. If not for a Mignolet low dive to his right, he probably would have scored. Ramsey should have done better a few minutes later after he latched onto a Kolo Touré plunder. But Mignolet yet again saved well. Apart from the first 15 minutes, I thought Liverpool did look a little solid when Arsenal were pretty shambolic in the midfield and Monreal let Markovic run all around the pitch. That rhymed. But what else did you think about the game, Aman?
Yeah, like you said, I think the first 10-15 minutes we were quite good, played with a high line of defense and pressing was great. Then we just kind of let them back into the game. But I think overall I just find that team kind of has more, is more tactically mature. Now they know when to press, and even if they don't press like for a whole of 90 minutes, they're far more smarter about it. They know when to press high and when to kind of just fall back a little and take some pressure. So I think they did really well in this game. And secondly, I thought whoever said that Wenger doesn't do tactics, those guys must be should see this game. And it's clearly that he went out with a clear tactic of pressing Liverpool defense high, and especially Kolo Touré. Touré barely had any time. Every time he got the ball, there were three people jumping onto him. It was clearly Arsenal was told to target the Liverpool defense.
The team selection raised a few eyebrows with all of Santi, Coquelin and Ramsey, all three starting. Without Danny Welbeck or even Ox or Theo in the starting 11. So, which meant that Ramsey was deployed on the right. Something, a position that he was deployed 2 years ago. I was particularly impressed by the trio who played on the right. Hector Bellerin, Ramsey, and Mesut Ozil. Pressed up high, made brilliant tackles, great intercepts actually. This is the first time I've seen Mesut Ozil track back, and he did that so well yesterday. Didn't give Allen or even Lucas any possession on the ball. He was pretty much running the midfield. The NBC commentators, again, I'm pretty sure it was the same on Sky or BBC, wherever you watched it. Everyone was hating on Mesut Ozil. Yet again, you know, people started using the same comments. Oh, he was being very lethargic. He was being very lazy in the midfield. But I thought yesterday he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. In fact, the first goal, Ozil made that pass to Ramsey. Ramsey then set up Bellerin. And Bellerin, of course, with that wonderful dribble in the box and a left foot curler that went past Mignolet. But I thought Bellerin's goal, taking no credit from him, but I thought it was Mesut Ozil that created the goal yet again from the midfield. What do you think
Yeah,
about his
Ozil.
performance?
Yeah, Ozil was brilliant. I mean, apart from the diagonal pass which you mentioned, even otherwise, the way he ran with the ball, I think once he just left Coutinho completely on the floor, he just barely by a body feint, and he completely missed, kind of sold the ball to Coutinho and then went the other way. So his dribbling and his just sense of passes were just amazing. And I think that's what it's more apparent. It was more apparent in this game because the way the whole of Arsenal pressed high, it was more visible that he was what he was doing. In other games, probably it's not as visible if the whole team is not pressing as much.
Yeah, this trio basically, Bellerin, Ozil, and Ramsey had a beautiful game throughout. And they kind of linked up for the second goal as well. Ozil was fouled, won the free kick, he took the free kick, and that was a brilliant, again, a left foot curler past Miller Day. Pretty much the same spot as the first one.
It's interesting. I think last year or something, I don't know, somebody had mentioned that Mignolet has a problem on his right, and both the goals which he conceded were on the right. Because I thought Ozil's, although that it was a great kick, but Mignolet should, I thought, have done better with that goal. It
Well,
wasn't.
especially because he had the wall positioned in such a way that Ozil couldn't go through there. He had
Yeah,
to
so it
know
was
that.
on his side. So it was on his side, which is, I mean, he's supposed to cover that side. So yeah, it was a bit of a goalie mistake in that sense, but nothing, not to take away anything from Ozil's free kick.
But, well, if not for Minelli, maybe Liverpool could have been 3 or 4 down in the first 20 minutes, right? He made some couple of really good saves from the one that we mentioned, the one from Santi, the one from Aaron Ramsey, and also the one from Giroud, actually, the Giroud header right before the first half. It could have easily been
Yeah.
4 goals in the first half. But the third goal was a piece of magic. Who knew Alexis Sanchez would come back into a scoring form with that kind of a goal? Ramsey picked up the ball. The pass into Alexi was not the best of the passes, but Alexi, with that sweet first touch, controlled the ball and then stabilized the ball with an even better second touch. And oh my God, that thriker of a finish, yet again on his right foot and going past Mignolet. It was a powerful one, wasn't it?
That was a brilliant kick. It was just absolutely hammered that one. It was put his laces through the ball. And yeah, that was great goal.
Doesn't happen often with Arsenal, but this was an early morning kickoff. Well, early morning here on the West Coast at 4:45 a.m. But it was an early lunchtime kickoff out there in London. Typically, going by history, Arsenal don't particularly do well with early morning kickoffs. But we saw an Arsenal side go 3-0 up at halftime.
Yeah, but it's a very thin margins because it's like the chance that you mentioned about Markovic and to Sterling, with slightly better pass than Markovic there, and we never know because the problem with Arsenal, or at least in a lot of games, has been about the confidence thing. The moment they go a goal down, they just lose that confidence and they become more withdrawn and kind of don't attack as much. So while it works both ways, once they score, then they become a lot more confident, and then they just kind of, and the game is very much a confidence game. So it is kind of tricky. If that goal had gone in, I think it could have been a difficult game for us.
But Liverpool did get a goal back. It was a little too late, maybe. Raheem Sterling again being fouled after passing Matthew Flamini, and I think it was Bellerin who made the tackle on Sterling, which resulted in a penalty. Ospina did dive to his right and got a hand to it, but couldn't stop the ball from going into the net. Liverpool pulled one back. It was 3-1. Emre Can, I kind of feel for him because I thought he was Liverpool's best player yesterday. But he got sent off in one moment of madness. And the second moment was, a lot of people say, I think replays kind of confirmed that his foot slipped, but he still ended up making a scissor tackle on Welbeck. Pretty clear second yellow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about the second yellow, irrespective whether it slipped or not. I think he was anyway going round his on the right side. Even if it wasn't a scissor tackle, probably would have got a yellow on that. But I think first one was stupid because he wouldn't have got the yellow if he hadn't protested so strongly to the referee. He got the first yellow for protesting too much. So yeah, I think that was just stupid of him. But on the Liverpool goal though, it's interesting. I mean, Bellerin has been great and all that, but the fact is that both at Old Trafford and yesterday, he probably could have got a red card quite easily. And it so in that sense, he still have that level of slight level of immaturity wherein he doesn't need to necessarily go in that hard all the time. We were comfortable. There's far bigger risk of him getting sent off and then we being in trouble rather than just even if you concede one, it's still better than fouling him there. And I same situation was in Old Trafford.
So I agree, just like the bird next to you agreed. I think he's been I think he's been see, it agrees yet again. Yeah, so he could have been a little more careful, especially when Arsenal wanted to keep the goal difference now that we are fighting for a second spot with potentially both Manchester teams who play next week. So do you think after this victory, after this 4-1 victory, is our top four finish guaranteed?
Pretty much, I think. I
So
mean, that's.
Arsenal sit very pretty in second spot after having played 31 games. We sit on 63 points. Like I mentioned before, Man City have 61, but a game in hand. Man U had a pretty good game too versus Aston Villa. They're on 62 points. So it's going to be a good battle for second and third. Arsenal are yet to play Chelsea. Arsenal are yet to play Man U. Both games I'm not very optimistic about, especially because it's Man U away very late in the season. I think I'm still going to stand by my initial prediction that Arsenal will probably finish fourth.
I don't think so. I think we're pretty, I mean, definitely not lower than third. I'm pretty confident of that. Question is second or third now. And Man U, I think if game will really depend on what situation the table is by then. And to be honest, second or third doesn't really make a difference in, like, it's just.
It gives you maybe a few £1 million that Arsenal clearly don't need right now, but.
Yeah, but it's not that big an amount that it make any difference to either Man U or to Arsenal or to
Right.
City. City definitely not.
So yesterday,
So.
well, I mean, people are talking about Arsenal trying to catch Chelsea. I don't think it's going to happen. Definitely not. Chelsea having lost just two games in 30, it's unlikely that they'll lose three games in the next eight. I don't think it's going to happen. But Chelsea had a very clinical performance yesterday after having gone 1-0 up with, and then, oh my God, they equalized. Stoke City equalized with a really good Charlie Adams strike.
Yeah, but I don't think it was that clinical though, because they were lucky with their second goal. Begovic just rolled the ball into
Hazards.
Fabregas, I think. And then so yeah, for Hazard, he rolled the ball to Hazard and then he passed it to Loic Remy. So it was quite a close game. It could have easily have been a draw, and if it had been a draw, then I think we could have dreamt, but.
But now, well, even had it been a draw, it's unlikely that Chelsea would lose. The just the way Mourinho sets up the team.
They don't need to necessarily lose, right? Because, I mean, if Arsenal, for example, wins at home, then Arsenal makes up 3 points there and they drop 2 points there. And if they have a couple of other draws, and they also play, I think, United away, I think so.
Yeah, so I think they play Arsenal
I mean,
away.
there are games. It's not, it was, if yesterday they had dropped 2 points, I think it would have got interesting at least. I wouldn't say we would have still managed it, but. It could have slightly been more hopeful than we can now.
Well, we slightly hinted on the Charlie Adams goal, but what did you think about all the other brilliant goals that were being scored throughout the Premiership yesterday and today? One was Charlie Adams, Wayne Rooney had a good goal, obviously Alexis Sanchez's goal, and we also had, who else?
Bobby
Bobby
Zamora,
Zamora. And this
and
morning,
today it was.
Jermaine Defoe.
Time before. So yeah, this weekend has been weekend of really amazing kind of strikes.
Full of goals.
Personally, not just full of goals, full of just crazy sort of goals. Like these are once in a lifetime goals, and everybody seems to be scoring them at the same time. My personal favorite, I think, amongst all of them, is probably Bobby Zamora's. That was really cute.
I'm not a huge fan of Charlie Adam, but I must give it to them.
Yeah, and I think he has tried a couple of times earlier this season too, so eventually one had to go in, I guess. But it's interesting, surprisingly, I mean, given the trend of with Neuer standing so far up, with even Chesney at times used to stand up quite a bit. In this case, Courtois was quite far up. That more people haven't tried this because it's worth a punt, I would think so.
Apart from that, well, we're nearing the close of the season. 7 or 8 more games for Arsenal with the FA Cup. We've had a good sense of how the team has been performing this season. Any thoughts on who's been your pick and a good contender for player of the season?
I think for me it has been Santi, right? And by a margin, in spite of all the goals by Alexis in the first half of the season. But I think Santi has just been absolutely amazing.
I agree.
I generally love Santi.
Santi's goals in the first, maybe, well, starting December, that's when he actually started flourishing. And the months of December, January, February, he was the one carrying the team forward. And his goals and his assists, well, few of them, of course, came through penalties. I thought he's been clinical. He's been very, very good. I still remember, keep going back to the game against Man City when he ran that midfield. But apart from that,
That exactly. I think apart from the goals, he just the way he has controlled the games from relatively a new position. Like he has never really played so deep earlier. He was always much further up, so it was a new role for him. But he has been just absolutely breathtaking in that role.
yeah, it's almost like a role that Cesc Fabregas had adopted here at Chelsea. It's playing a little deep with that freedom to move forward when the team's pressing.
Yeah, but I think the way Cesc does it is slightly different, though. He does it more through passing and like long passes. He will hit a lot of diagonal passes. Santi is just so good to watch him run with the ball. He's like absolute twinkle toes. He can turn both sides. He can use both feet. Defend. Like, the players have no idea where he's going next. So it's just amazing to watch him.
That's very good. Who else? Obviously, I mean, you cannot discount Alexis Sanchez and his influence on the team. I would, although both these players have missed part of the season, I would still rate Olivier Giroud and Mesut Ozil.
I mean, they have been good since coming back, but it's for if you're looking for the whole season wise, it's not. I mean, first half they are pretty much absent for most of the season, so it's
Well,
difficult to
Giroud
consider
actually
them.
has 19 goals this season compared to Diego Costa's 18. So he's done pretty well since coming back on, despite having missed 2 or 3 months this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since coming back, he has been brilliant, but. And for the if you're looking at the season level, then it's difficult to.
Well, having said that, we will see. I mean, we still have 7 more games. A lot of at stake over here. We at least close to 20 points. If Arsenal get anywhere close to 74, 75 points, I think it should be a good, ready to finish in the top four, and not only the top four, but maybe second or third for the first time in God knows how many years.
Hopefully, we won't have to play the Champions League qualifier, but. Looking forward to the FA Cup, boldly, hopefully defending the FA Cup
We should
again,
be.
and hopefully I will see Liverpool go out this week to Blackburn,
With
Scott
Emerton,
Turner.
Gerrard, Skrtel, all of them out, it looks pretty interesting. And Blackburn have been in a good run of form. We'll see how these events unfold. Our goal towards the end of the season is to bring you at least 7 podcast episodes. Keep on a lookout for those episodes, either on iTunes or you can follow RWB Report on Twitter. We'll see you in less than a week and hope you guys have a good rest of the day.
See you guys next week. Bye.